Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sure you are listening. It is time for our double play. We're going blitzing at noon. We're going to cover the Redskins, the Wizards, and the Capitals, 12-18. We'll get into a column out of New York that the Jets are about to put the full court press on for Kirk Cousins. You go first with your double play.
Do this quick. I am doing stand-up Saturday night. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night. Gaithersburg. The Gaithersburg Arts Barn. 8 o'clock show. Tickets are still available. There's a link. Basically, if you go to gaithersburgmd.gov, you'll be able to find the tickets up there. I'll tweet out a link at Funny Danny as well. My buddy Eddie Morrison is opening the show. They got some cool beers named after your boy. There's a little Dan Stell Light, which is nice.
Ooh,
the
Dan
best
Stell
one in
Light.
The best one in there, though, is the We Deserve a Parade Porter. That's if you follow the Grant and Danny program, you know that We Deserve a Parade. No one else. It's DC's turn. It remains DC's turn. It has been our turn for so long. It continues to be our turn. Any other city is irrelevant when it comes to this discussion. It is time for every national media member to acknowledge that. There should be a column a day about how much DC's turn it is. There's a beer in honor of that this weekend at the show. Come on out and see your boy.
Sounds fun. Enjoy that. It's going to be a good time. It's time for my double play. So I got two quick ones here. First is this story that scrolled across my feed today. A judge has ordered a Hawaii man to write 144 compliments about his ex-girlfriend. I'll read you the first couple graphs.
I love wacky sentences.
When sentencing wrongdoers, judges sometimes choose to mete out punishments that go beyond the usual fine or prison time. That was the case last week for a Hawaii judge who ordered a defendant to write more than 140 nice things about his ex-girlfriend after he violated a protection order. For every nasty thing you said about her, you're going to say a nice thing, Second Circuit Judge Rhonda Liu told Darren Young 30 per the AP. No repeating words. So he had to basically, I guess she had record of all the terrible things he said.
You can't just say nice.
He had to say 144 nice things about this person. Could you do that about one of your exes, do
no,
you think?
No, I most certainly could not.
144 seems like a lot.
Like, she was determined. She's a very determined person. Just look how she ruined me, continued to ruin me. That shows determination.
You're not
perseverance.
Allowed to do that. It doesn't count.
Through the eyes of wanting to make somebody happy, she persevered, made sure I was miserable. I could go on. Yeah, there's no way I could do that.
Seems like a lot. The other of my double plays, though, we were just debating right before we came on.
Mm.
So I want to do this in real time. So we were talking about the fact that, I don't know how we got onto this, but our email at work is a complicated email, and it's no more complicated, by the way, than the email at most offices. I can tell you right now, I'm trying to get a couple things done over at Fox 5, and it's way worse than any system we have here, just as an example.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into this one system, but you can't do it remotely. So then the guy sent me the way to get into this system outside of the office because I'm never there. But I have to go into the office to log into another system so that I can have permission to log into this new system remotely. I mean, nothing makes sense. It's just ridiculous. So this is not specific to us as much as it's something you all deal with at your work, I'm sure. But you say that every time you log into your email, you need to text message somebody or you need a phone number sent to you. What needs to happen?
This is what you don't understand. I have a computer here at work that I use. I don't use work computers because I'm not given one, by the way. I have to use a computer here at work. So here
Nobody's given one, in fairness.
Well, you have a workstation. People have workstations.
Okay, you mean like
so, to
on
log
the
on,
desk.
Right?
Gotcha.
So in order to log on, and this is my work email. This is, keep in mind, I'd like to do some work. Here's my work email. I click on this.
Yep.
Now, the reason we have to do this, keep in mind, is because our IT guy clicked on a cat virus. And you go, ha ha, please acknowledge that that's correct.
You
and that
just
happened.
Keep saying that. No one actually knows if that's true.
Everyone knows
it's like
true.
A funny joke in the cafeteria that everyone banties about. But
it is not funny. It's
no one
what
actually
happened.
Knows if it's true.
Everyone knows. This is what happened. These are events that transpired.
I asked Dana, I said, how do you know that? He goes, because I heard it. If you believed everything you heard in our station, by the way, from all the people that talk behind the scenes, you'd believe a lot of weird things.
So I have to do, I don't even know what password I'm on now. This will probably be the first three or be wrong. Who knows if this
all
is right.
Right.
Now, this is what has to happen.
Yes.
Next thing pops up. SMS authentication. I have logged onto my company email dozens of times so I can make sure I know how to not sexually harass people and make sure I don't give company secrets to Russia. That's right. Why I have to log in there all the time. I now must send a code here to my cell phone.
One click.
Wait for a code.
It'll come immediately, by the way.
It has just arrived. Now I have to look at the code and input it. This is an email that I'm trying to check. You know how I check my Gmail?
Yes.
Click on Gmail. Then I can check it.
So you're going to be mad at this? This is such a seamless process.
This is not seamless. This is ridiculous. It's preposterous that this has to happen in 2017.
I just disagree. I mean, it takes 5 seconds.
Acknowledge it's correct. Acknowledge it's correct. This is absurd.
Acknowledge
it's absurd.
What's correct.
You cannot expect normal human beings to have to go through multi-step authentication processes because your IT guy clicked on a picture of a cat tugging on its tail.
That's just a funny joke.
This is what happened. Now am I right? I'm genuinely pissed off. Acknowledge this is what happened. Our boss told us this.
No,
it's been disseminated.
He's never told me that.
We had to change email situations because of this person.
Danny, you're already logged into your email.
I'm not yet. Hold on.
Well, you could have if you weren't screaming. All you have to do is put the code in.
How can you
you're on your email.
How can you acknowledge that this isn't outrageous? I'm not on yet, by the way. It's still loading.
You're on. I'm looking at your Outlook.
It just now.
It's this simple, okay? You go to our email accounts, just like everyone else.
Ridiculous. You're trolling.
No, I'm not.
This is trolling.
I'm not. How is it that big of a deal? You put your name and your password in. It says
it changes all the time. Watch
text
this.
You a code. It texts you a code. You log in.
This is a functioning email, Gmail, and it's on. There it is. There's my email.
Okay, that's your Gmail you use every day on your computer.
Yeah, no text messaging, no texts,
it
no
took
extra
10
steps.
Seconds.
It's a stupid, ridiculous thing in this day and age to have to do this. This is my computational device, and I have to authenticate myself every time. I change passwords once a month.
You also
because
think that the reason you have to do that is because our IT guy clicked on a cat virus.
Because that's what happened. That happened. He spread a virus because he's a boob. That happened.
I don't know if you know this. Everyone here exaggerates and lies, and just fake
this
stories become reality all the time.
You've decided to be Sam the Skeptic about it, which is adorable.
I'm not Sam the Skeptic. I'm just saying that, like, that's a pretty big claim when you say I have to do this every single day. Which, by the way, this is what I have to do at CSN. Does he work there too? Because that's why they have to do that. Because every time I get on the internet there, because I'm not a full-time employer, whatever the reason is.
Well, I am a full-time employee. This is my job.
Okay,
this is where I come to work.
I understand that. But I still have to log in. They send me an email or they send me a text message. I put in a code and I get on. It's very simple.
It's dumb. It shouldn't happen. We used to be able to get on just fine. We had to change the whole server. We had to change everything about our email address.
What does that mean?
It means, Dr. Phil, that someone that's in charge of our safety and security in the IT department fell for the dumbest virus ever. He may as well have fallen for the Nigerian prince about depositing $10 billion U.S. because I'm going to give you $10 trillion. That's the level of stupidity that happened here. And we have a stupid email system that in order to do anything to begin with, we've got to log in all the time. The password's constant.
Can I ask you a question?
I was a contractor for the Department of Defense. It did not have, you didn't have to do this. The actual information that was valuable, I was in charge of protecting. It was my stupid job to make sure that people couldn't rip off Social Security numbers and medical records from active duty Department of Defense members. We did not have to have a text message sent to our stupid phone just to check and see if anybody has a fun email forward.
Can I ask you a question?
Or a meme or an MMA about somebody.
What's an MMA?
It's a meme, a meme, wherever we're supposed to call it now.
Why are you saying weird words? Can I ask you a question?
Why do I have to text message in order to log into my stupid email?
Can I ask you a question?
If you want to.
Is your claim that if our IT guy never got a virus, the supposed virus, that anything, like, you wouldn't have to use that number to log in?
Correct. This is what happened. This is an occurrence.
Do you know that this happens at a lot of workplaces?
That email servers get changed over all the time and you no longer
Correct.
Can use what you use
Especially
forever?
When going through like buyouts and weird mergers and all this stuff.
Because the IT guy did this? Not because Deborah decided, I just love squirrels surfing. Not because of that crap. The guy that's supposed to be in charge of making sure this doesn't happen, that's supposed to send out the warnings, fell for the stupid thing.
This all started, by the way, because you reference like how mad you get anytime he's around because of the one time he clicked on the virus.
Oh my God. This is the analogy I would try to offer you, and there's a million that you could do. It's like the security guy, the security guard standing there and going, "Ah, that guy looks really dangerous." What you want to do is go up to the second floor and make sure that you take out the innocent people first. That's his position. That's his reason for being. His existence here, that's the first and most primary responsibility, is making sure some idiot doesn't do that. He did it! The guy did it! and just waltz around in here. And if anything messes up, thank God he's on the scene. It's terrifying whenever I see him, knowing that he's going to screw something up worse. He's going to cut the red wire, and we're all going to explode. He's the guy that you want to show up and fix the bomb? He's the bomb maker, for God's sakes. His fault. If Dar did it because he wanted to watch a video on CBS's dime, that's fine because he's just a regular guy. I'm a schmuck. I'm just a boob that
you
wants
look
to
like
click
you're
on things.
Pass out.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Because,
agree with me. Every word I'm saying is correct. The entire segment I've made is correct. I'm doing stand-up
your face
on Saturday.
Has never been redder.
I'm doing stand-up on Saturday. That's correct. I'm 100% right about the events that occurred. I'm 100% right about this. It's not a big deal to get a text message. Stance is outrageous.
Well,
it's worse than your pie stance.
Big deal.
It's horrendous. Your email password changes every 15 minutes. This is nonsense.
Late,
we
guy.
Shouldn't have to deal with
We're
this.
We're way late.
We are late. He's going to come in and fix it. He'll put us back on the right clock.
Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. But you would still have to log in with a text message with or without him working.
I mean, it's
here.
Outrageous.
I just want you to know that.
I think I flipped you.
Beltway Blitz is next. We will cover three teams, even though we won't have a lot of time to do it. We're Grant and Danny.
Three-step authentication. Get a text message. You shouldn't have to do that. And you don't when you go to Tedbert Ford. They just treat you like a normal human being. No cat virus is there. Just regular, good, sound business practices. Wouldn't that be refreshing? Isn't that nice to be treated like a good person when you roll in? Not some criminal that's trying to break into your own work email? I only joke about it because that's what happens every day. Go see my guys at Tedbert Ford. They'll take great care of you. Here's what's going on right now. 2017s, they got to go. They got to go. 2017 Fiesta as low as $7,900. Fusion as low as $15,900. That's a great deal. I got one of those. Escape as low as $16,500. Ford F-150. Yeah, that Ford F-150, the number one truck in these United States, $19,999. That's where they start. Go see these guys, and you'll get yourself a little something called Tedbert for life. But that's lifetime vehicle coverage. New pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles, you get the lifetime guarantee. That's powertrain. Big stuff like the engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, little stuff. Replace your battery once every 4 years. Crack your windshield, they'll fix it for you. Get your Virginia State inspection. Get you in, get you out. They're the best. Go see my pals at Tedbert Ford. And when you do, in Fairfax or Chantilly, just tell them that Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.